right now, it's beginning to look like time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic in Eau Claire, on the other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're back at work today?
No, I don't get to go back until Friday.
Wow.
Because I am still symptomatic. The way the algorithm is set up, I'm not allowed to be back in the clinic until Friday because I still had symptoms.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That bad boy really took a bite this time, huh?
It did. Yeah, it's not a joke. I know a lot of people have thought that it is, but it is not. And for us, Heather and I have both taken quite a hit from it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you factor in like the RSV being up and the flu, and a lot of times some of these things rise after the holidays and all the get-togethers, but
right.
Even sooner this year.
Absolutely.
All right, well, it's a Wednesday, and I know it's not a Mental Health Monday, but I just shared this story with our WOGO listeners, recording a newscast for our AM, FM, AM 680, FM 103.1, and WOGO.com. Headline, Wisconsin School Survey, half of kids are anxious, a third are depressed. So that's not a cheery report there. So.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's... I certainly see that. I see evidence of that as I talk with my kids' friends, and even in clinic, I think there's just a lot of discontent, a lot of angst going around, and certainly, you know, as we're talking about COVID-19, kind of everything that happened around that has helped with that. But then, you know, you look at all of the evidence around school shootings and the world seemingly in chaos a lot of times. It's maybe not surprising that those numbers are increased.
Yeah. So anyhow, just something that kind of stood out to me that I'd drop on you this morning. Not a cheery thing, but I mean, we got to walk through the difficult. The way around is through for a lot of our issues, right?
So. Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, the big piece is the importance of connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, is so often missing for a lot of us, whether teenagers or adults. And relationship. And that's missing for a lot of us.
You know, when I listened to that Larry Crabb teaching the other night, From Relational Poverty to Relational Wealth, the thing that's, I was thinking about driving into work this morning, and I'm like, that's why I became such a fan of him, because if you just treat God like this whole thing is just some big moralism, but the explanation of the Trinity being relational from eternity past and that God is relational, and Larry said it's a spiritual theology, it's a relational theology. James Houston from Regent up in Vancouver championed this. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, one of the things I hope you and I continue to champion here is that importance of that relational connection.
It was just nice to have the torch reignited by the guy who helped start it for me. All right. Luke 2:6-7 this morning. What do we got for that?
Yeah, it says, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
All right, and from Jason's letters to the beloved on those verses, while Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, Mary went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth to keep him warm, and she laid him in an animal's feeding trough because there were no rooms for rent. Beloved, understand that there were no hotels on every corner in those days, as there are now. So when you hear the word inn, Luke was not suggesting a hotel. However, some rooms were available to travelers. As you can imagine, with so many people coming to David's town, resources were scarce. So the young couple and their new son stayed in the animal's shelter.
Yeah, you know, thinking about that, I know your daughter had read a book, Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, that really touches on how the rooms were set up for in a lot of the homes then. And, you know, we don't have really time to get into that, but just really fascinating how, you know, we bring our Western conceptions to understandings of how houses looked, and it's so different than that. So
Kenneth Bailey, his name is. He's went to be with the Lord, yeah. I believe. But, I mean, no, it was fascinating, and maybe we can talk more about that on future visits. So,
sure.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it here, WWIB.